This is the Divided Kingdom News Program. Well, Cavalry reporting in. It looks like my colleague Elizabeth Cupid Cavalry and I are recording this program on a day that rivals or equals the impact of last month's December 7th Pearl Harbor attack anniversary. Today, as we come to the mic, January 6th, 2021, undoubtedly the shocking events at the U.S. Capitol will affect all of our lives with lasting repercussions for years, maybe decades into the future. Our immediate impression is one of skepticism that these protesters were really typical Trump supporters. When we get to the bottom of it all, were these provocateurs a false flag event used to complete the Pence betrayal? Elizabeth?
Yes, we do ask that, Lou. We always have to ask these questions. And here are some of the bullet points we have. First, background from Gateway Pundit. And, of course, that is the Gateway Pundit. That's .com, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And this was January 4th. Headline, McCarthy, Pelosi, McConnell plan to end January 6th challenge after two-hour debate. Sources, a backroom deal has been struck that will attempt to pacify Trump's base while ultimately mollifying the January 6th challenge. And then we also found that National Files sources were saying something, too, and I believe this was breaking January 6th. Mike Pence releases statement indicating he will betray Trump, cede White House to Joe Biden.
And some other points that we have. Patriots storm the Capitol building after Pence betrays Trump. D.C. police display or deploy flashbangs, tear gas, punches against Trump supporters after Pence's betrayal. Paul Gosar and Ted Cruz object to Arizona electors, receive uproarious applause. Videos reportedly show D.C. police shoot unarmed, peaceful, female Trump supporter in the neck. She was taken out on a gurney.
And then we have Natural News as headlines, in part, America's Day of Reckoning arrives. Pence a traitor. Traitor to America. Capitol building breached in mostly peaceful storming. Quote, they're drawing weapons. Gunfire in the chamber. Trump says that that some of these votes were dumped, that this was just bullshit. And then we have the line of Trump supporter shot by Capitol Police. And Lou just referred to this. We're not certain whether this woman was killed, mortally wounded. We don't have details on that yet. Trump orders National Guard to protect Capitol. And now, Lou, to pick it up, there's more.
We do have more. From naturalnews.com, January 6th, Mike Adams gave this headline. Patriots now occupy the Senate chamber. They've invaded Pelosi's office. Weapon fired by Capitol Police. One Trump supporter reportedly killed. This again was by Mike Adams. Here
and again, we reiterate that we don't think this woman is necessarily dead.
That's right. And?
And there are some more things emerging there at naturalnews.com.
Yes, here are some of the details. I'm reading this from my phone, and I have to get it so I can read it. It doesn't want to cooperate for a minute here. All right, here we go. Patriots protesting the outright treason, corruption and fraud of the ruling class have stormed the Capitol building and now occupy the Senate chambers. Another group now occupies Nancy Pelosi's office, where they are now reportedly reading emails from Pelosi's staff computers. Earlier reports indicated weapons were drawn and fired in the chamber, with one person reportedly shot and killed by the Capitol Police, although this has not yet been confirmed. The situation is changing rapidly, and information is sketchy. The storming of the Capitol building began after treasonous Democrats began reading prepared statements that falsely claimed Joe Biden was the popular vote, won the popular vote, and that the elections were completely fair, honest, and transparent. In reality, there is overwhelming evidence of widespread, coordinated election rigging and fraud. Trump tweeted out, I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue.
Now, that's
Thank
important
you.
that was put into the record there by you, Lou, because they are always trying to malign Trump as inciting violence. And so here he has asked everyone to remain peaceful.
That's exactly right. And we have some more items of news here. Once again, let me bring this up, and I'll report it to you. The next item of interest is, Patriots storm the Capitol. And this, of course, is going on even as we speak. The headline says, Patriots storm the Capitol building. House members in panic want to take cover under their desks. American patriots fed up with the treason, weapons drawn. Again, Wednesday, January 6, 2021, by Mike Adams. Natural News. The U.S. Capitol building has been stormed and breached by patriots, causing the evacuation of treasonous traitor Mike Pence, as well as several members of Congress on the floor of the House, where outright criminal treason and fraud are being committed today by the U.S. Congress. As patriots stormed the building, an emergency lockdown order was issued, and members of Congress were told to take cover under the desks and get prepared for the building to be stormed. Some staffers are saying they are sheltering in place in congressional offices. The American people have had enough of the treason, criminality, vote rigging, and criminal fraud of the dishonest, quote-unquote, ruling class, such as Pelosi, Biden, Schumer, and others. With Dominion vote rigging having now succeeded in stealing the Georgia runoff elections for the U.S. Senate, the Democrats have stolen the White House, the House, and the Senate, all with the same Dominion vote rigging systems that are fully known and documented to be engaged in illegal vote fraud. Traitors are now facing their day of reckoning in D.C. as the American people prove they've had enough of the fraud and criminality of the ruling elite. And that's in quotes, elite. Reports are coming in that weapons are being drawn and shots have been fired in the Capitol building, although we don't yet know who fired the shots. It's time for Trump to invoke, the Insurrection Act, deploy the troops, and arrest all the traitors. Otherwise, America will descend into open civil war. And I believe that we have one more.
And before you do that one more, you know, we observe that what goes around comes around. And we all were so appalled when Nancy Pelosi ripped up the State of the Union address that Trump was giving. And now we have the Patriots in her office reading the emails that come in. Very interesting turn of events. Now, what is the next bit of things from Natural News, the update in the situation at the Capitol, Lou?
That's right. We have this from the January 6th update by Mike Adams. America's day of reckoning arrives. Trump must now play his hand. Wisconsin lawmakers move to decertify Biden electoral votes. Other states likely to follow. Why the election is not over today, even if Biden is confirmed as president-elect.
And that's an encouraging development there with Wisconsin, isn't it?
It is. I should
Very encouraging.
Yes.
So we must not let ourselves be flummoxed by this sudden dramatic chaos at the Capitol. We might not know all the sinister ramifications and all the machinations involved in all of these events for a long, long time, but I still maintain that what I wrote in my essay, Pennies on the Dollar, in which I pretty much exposed that Pence, we thought, was going to be a traitor, but I said at this time, I thought that General Flynn, General McInerney, and President Trump were still standing tall. I do not believe that he has organized this and is playing a theatrical part. Many patriots distrusted Trump, but when you look at his entire record, my goodness, building the wall that for 30 years we wanted this immigration, this illegal immigration stopped. I remember reading an old magazine. Maybe it was U.S. News and World Report. Maybe it was Time magazine. I'm not sure, but it was Lou Dobbs a long time ago. He was a lone voice calling for regulating this illegal immigration. Trump did that. He took us out of the TPP, which would have practically ended our sovereignty. Even Hillary Clinton was not in favor of it. There are so many good things that he did for us that emphasize his love of the people, his love of the deplorables, whom the elite, like Hillary Clinton, detest. He loved the people. He is the one who wanted to get the checks raised from $600, that embarrassing amount of money. It is like Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake. Yes, let them starve with their little children sitting there with the $600. You know, Lou, you and I could go to the grocery store, and if we got a lot of the good things that we needed for 2 weeks, we've often spent $300, $400, haven't we?
Oh, it's very easy to do,
yes.
Sure.
Now, add three or four children to that. $600 might buy them a week's food, a week or two. That's about it.
That's exactly right.
So, we ask for your profound prayer tonight and tomorrow when you hear the program. We bring up Pastor Dana Coverstone again, his vision of the election before the election occurred. And he was a humble kind of pastor whom we've heard, never had visions before, never caused a lot of hoopla anywhere. Certainly not in the political world, but he saw the calendar shredded on November 3rd and all the pieces flying up in the air. And then eventually he saw troops on our streets, Chinese troops, Russian troops, and he saw roundups. Now, what we have to pray for is the left with their insidious kind of propaganda. If they start to develop this story about the patriots here, and they make them more vile than the few provocateurs who might have been violent. We don't know if there was a little violence. It looks as though that poor woman, I looked at her face. It was not pretty. Her eyes were bulging, and the red was running out of her neck. But she looked like an ordinary soccer mom to me. She had dark hair. She could have been a little bit Hispanic, I think. But she looked like the type of person who wants a real life for her children. And that's not with Biden as president illegally after all of this fraud. It's just not. So that we don't know yet what we're going to find out. But we know that you need to pray hard that they cannot develop this kind of an evil story about the patriots who were there. And we need to pray that President Trump will get the, I almost said something I shouldn't say as a woman, that he will get the gumption to do something, that he will do the implementation of the Insurrection Act, that he will save us. We need him to be Lincoln-esque, not to be like Mike Pence. Now, what else are you getting there from Natural News that's going on, Lou?
Well, again, this is from Mike Adams'
situation update
for January. January. It is January.
January 6th. You know, we're somewhat bamboozled. We were not up on this. We did not know anything had happened till about an hour before we came to the mic. We were just bamboozled, so we had to scurry to try to find out everything we could, because you rely on us. We are a small program, but we are growing somewhat. So do tell others to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com, because you can't count on Fox anymore. Fox is well-named, very sly. It really is very, very sly. And now we've heard, who's the newsman, not Kincaid, you know who I want to say, Lou. It has an unusual, Brian Kilmeade.
Yes.
He actually now has come out and said there was no fraud in the election. Shame on him, writing a book about the heroes of America at the Alamo. That's his bestseller. Yes, these people making $10 million a year in salary, and then they sell these books to all of us. They're riding on the backs of all of us. All of us middle-class people who are struggling. Lou and I struggle because of the radio program. But we have peace of mind and peace of heart. heart, and I had a terrible fall. I know that Satan wanted to destroy me December 10th, right after our program played, when he hurled me halfway across our living room. And I had a terrible fall right on my forehead and my head. I hit twice, I think, there. My face was just so badly bruised. I was wearing my glasses, long-distance glasses, to watch TV, and so the glasses imprinted into the bruising. And my neck was terribly injured. My left arm was very weak. But thankfully, there were no broken bones. Now, if I had had to go to the hospital during COVID, that wouldn't have been a pretty picture. God only allowed Satan to do so much. But we're here. We're here. And I was proud that right after that happened, that was a Thursday evening, by the next Wednesday, I came to the mic and I didn't feel very good. My neck and my shoulders, the nerves and the muscles. I really did not feel very good, but I did my duty. Mike Pence, someday he may regret that he didn't answer the call of his Lord and not the call of the dark side, perhaps, of the Roman Catholic or the Protestant churches. Who knows who these people are? Masons, Jesuits? Dr. Stan Monteith called them the Brotherhood of Darkness, and that's what they are. The darkness is darker than you ever knew, and we will get to that. But, Lou, let's go on with the situation today that Mike Adams has at this point, at least.
Yes, a few more of his points, selecting them from his situation update. States can still decertify their votes as new evidence emerges, which can include national security evidence. Trump considering total declassification and mass firings of top traitors in the administration. Lieutenant General Tom McInerney warns that if Pence doesn't act, Trump must declare military authority to save the nation.
Did you hear that, listeners? I think that's very important. We're very impressed with Generals Mike Flynn and Tom McInerney, and they have standing. You remember what SCOTUS said? None of these cases could come in because they didn't have standing. These two men have standing, and they can be trusted, we're told, by attorney Lynn Wood. And his bombshell is coming up, so you don't want to change your listening to this program. You don't want to go to the kitchen very much. You want to sit right there where you're listening. Okay, Lou, go ahead about and read that again, what McInerney says.
Yes, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney warns that if Pence doesn't act, Trump must declare military authority to save the nation.
And will he? Will he? Will he be Lincoln-esque? Or will he be like Pence, the pennies on the dollar, a small man, a small man? You know, to live for the Lord is large. A long, long time ago, when I was in my 20s, I was in a strange city, and I was terribly upset by what some people had said and done to me. And I called home to my mother. Now, my mother was part German. Remember, I have an ancestor who was a Hessian who deserted to come to this country. How beautiful. He left the Hessian side in the American Revolution because he saw beautiful Blair County, Pennsylvania. So my mother has some of that, that grit. And so when I called, she said, "Don't let the little people of this world get to you." And I never forgot that. My mother wasn't always my defender. She was a very critical person, critical of everything I did. But I always treasured that. In other words, she saw that I had an important destiny. And my destiny was not to be self-serving. My destiny was what she saw when she was nursing me as a baby, and she had had to take some phenobarbital for some problems, pain, and she didn't realize that it was going right into me. And I went out. Those are her words. She told me, I went out. And she prayed from the bottom of her heart, "Oh, Lord, let Elizabeth live. I will give her life to you if you let her live." And he let me live. And I've had some other times, too, that God rescued me from death. I'm sure. I've told this story about in my car going up Route 270 and losing control, and then how God changed time. Time stopped. It was slow motion. He saved my life. No traffic could come and hit me. And there was another time, I didn't realize it. When I was 14, I had my tonsils taken out. And it was only when my mother was a very, very old lady, she started discussing how they called code blue. Because by that time, my brother was running a hospital lab, and he was discussing code blue. She said, why, that's what they called when Elizabeth was getting her tonsils out. Until that moment, I had not known that my operation had gone into cardiac arrest. So you see, the Lord lifts us, and he gives us the destiny he wants us to have, but it's up to us if we're too cowardly or we're too compromised to take that destiny and run with it. We ask each of you to pray. That is your role now. Pray for victory over the evil. Lou, go ahead.
We're back to some points from Mike Adams. Georgia election being stolen through the same fraud that was used in the general election. Rigged ballots, flocking GOP observers, rigged Dominion machines, and more.
And didn't you hear, Lou, that Kelly Loeffler did lose?
I think both of the Republicans
lost. Did they both lose now?
I think so.
That was your latest.
Yeah.
All right, next point.
Those who commit election fraud face 5 years in federal prison. Dominion voting machines found to have made in China labels in their boxes, proving they are manufactured in China. President Xi Jinping orders military to be, quote, ready to fight at any second without fear of death, unquote.
Now, these are some of the big, big things coming. Big, big. If we're here and reporting in 2 or 3 years from now, I do not like to think about this. Your father, your late father, had many dreams of Chinamen coming here and chasing him.
That's right. We used to joke about it, but it's no joke now.
No, it's no joke. Is there anything more there?
Yeah, we have two more good points. Okay. Two more points. I don't know if they're good or not. This first one isn't. A nurse dies suddenly after receiving the coronavirus vaccine. And what's next? Trump's military authority option and the We the People option to preserve the nation and stop the steal.
All right. And I think now we've given you all that we know at this time. And I said there's a huge bombshell. And the global government elite do not want this to ever get out. We had the senator who brought out the Franklin cover-up years ago, and this concerned the harm to children, the sexual harm to children and probably murder of them. There were stories of Boys Town jets there loaded, brought to the Capitol. So this all came out in a book, the Franklin cover-up. And if you go back in our archives a year or two ago, you probably would see we redid an interview that Alex Jones had with that senator. And it will probably be labeled the Franklin cover-up. We have also brought out things about NAMBLA, the North American Boy Love Association, and how Ruth Bader Ginsburg's husband had connections with it. So all of these strands are there. And one time we wanted to interview Jack McClam about his granddaughter allegedly being molested by a psychiatrist in the Army, the American Army, in Germany. And it took us 6 weeks to be able to air that program properly without interference. We always remember that. So now, with all this chaos and this shooting and all this lockdown at the Capitol, we can't let this item get lost. And this person needs your deepest prayer, and we need to get this out all over the United States. We need to get every thinking, caring Christian to face up to this. Face up to this and want it stopped and pray for God. He said, vengeance is mine. Pray for God to act. Let's get to it, Lou. Lynn Wood, and he's a very respected lawyer who helped in the Covington case, Nicholas Sandman, and he's a very respected person. He, along with Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani, he has been trying to help President Trump. And this is a very big bombshell article.
Here's a headline. Lynn Wood drops major bombshells. Entire world controlled by pedophile, extortion, and blackmail schemes. ensnaring top influencers like Justice Roberts. Authored by Mike Adams.
Just slow it down, Lou. We've got to calm down. All these things are just ricocheting off the psyche, off the soul of America. America, the good America. So, Lou, go ahead.
All right. This is Dateline Monday, January 4th, 2021. Attorney Lynn Wood has been peeling away the layers of evil, revealing the truth about how the entire world is controlled by a global cabal of extortionists who blackmail top leaders with videotapes that capture their acts of pedophilia and child murder. This has been covered by the independent media for years, but the corporate media, big tech, and courts have covered it up because they are all complicit. According to early morning tweets from Lynn Wood, quote, Chief Justice John Roberts and a multitude of powerful individuals worldwide are being blackmailed in a horrendous scheme involving rape and murder of children captured on videotape, unquote. Lynn Wood says he has a decryption key to the video files, and he explains that others do too. He implies that this is why Chief Justice Roberts has consistently rendered SCOTUS decisions that appear to be traitorous to the United States of America. He is being controlled and blackmailed, it is alleged. But it isn't just Roberts who has been caught up in this, explains Wood. There is a global cabal of enforcers who entrap leaders into these child rape, pedophilia, and murder schemes, then use the video blackmail to control them throughout their entire political careers. Lynn Wood is blowing the lid wide open on a persistent global pedophilia crime syndicate that's run by high-level globalists, Democrats, and malicious actors in order to control the world. This is what Jeffrey Epstein was all about, of course. But it involves 10 intelligence agencies, according to Lynn Wood's tweets. And it says here below, so if you go to his article, you can probably see those very tweets. Some of them are included here. Lynn Wood also says Jeffrey Epstein is alive and has likely turned over everything he knows to Trump's attorneys. Here's the full text from a series of Lynn Wood tweets about all this. Here's one by Lynn Wood, January 4th, 2021. Quote, the price for speaking truth can be high. Ultimately, one's life and the lives of his or her family members and friends can be at risk or lost. I ask for your prayers that Almighty God cover me, my family members, and close friends with Psalm 21 protection.
I think that's Psalm 91.
I'm sorry, yes, I read that incorrectly. Psalm 91 protection. I have shared with several individuals the truth I will be speaking to you. Killing me will not prevent the truth from being revealed. It will only trigger its release by many others. I ask Donald Trump to immediately appoint an honest special prosecutor to pursue justice. I believe Chief Justice John Roberts and a multitude of powerful individuals worldwide are being blackmailed in a horrendous scheme involving rape and murder of children captured on videotape.
And we'll interject here there were comments made that there were celebrities in Hollywood. Many of them are involved in this. And I would have to just ask myself here, we watched the two very brave senators way back in June, and that was Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Tom Cotton, and they were urging President Trump at that time to invoke the Insurrection Act to stop the chaos in the blue cities. And so we thought that both of them were such loyal, patriotic Americans. And now we have heard that Senator Tom Cotton is saying that all these votes for Biden should just go ahead, that there really wasn't any fraud. They shouldn't be decertified. I wonder what changed his mind. But back to the article here, Lou, with Lynn Wood, his tweets.
Yes. Lynn says, I have the key to the files containing the videos. I have also shared this information. This blackmail scheme is conducted by members of 10 of the world's most well-known and elite intelligence agencies. One of those groups was hacked by a group known as Lizard Squad. The blackmail files of rape and murder were obtained by this group, and a copy was provided to Isaac Cappy, K-A-P-P-Y. The blackmail targets are approached with a gun, a child, and a camera. The target is ordered to rape the child on video. The target is then ordered to shoot the child on video. The target is then owned and controlled by the blackmailers until blackmail evidence loses its value.
And if you think this isn't horrific, you're not a human being. This is just so, so upsetting. And even if Trump can't appoint a special prosecutor in the midst of all this other chaos, you can tell others, you can spread the word, and you can tell others about the websites that are still extant, trying to tell the truth, like naturalnews.com, thegatewaypundit.com, Great Game India. That's another one. I don't know whether it's .com.
Perhaps I believe it is.
I think it is. Most of all, you can pray and you can not give in. Not give in, because we're never going to accept this great global reset. We're never going to accept the new normal here. We just aren't. There are enough of us who do have gumption and do have Christian values who will stand. We will not let this just occur with our country taken over. We will not do that. So now I think you have to reiterate this horrible detail of how they begin to get the tyrannical hold over our representatives and our senators. They bring out, what did you say?
Blackmail targets are approached with a gun, a child, and a camera. The target is ordered to rape the child on video. The target is then ordered to shoot the child on video. The target is then owned and controlled by the blackmailers until blackmail evidence loses its value. After Cappy received the hacked files from a member of the Lizard Squad, he gave files to one friend and the encryption key to another friend. He provided this information to his friends shortly before he was murdered, March 13, 2019. Members of the Lizard Squad were jailed for hacking. Jeffrey Epstein used this same blackmail scheme of child rape and child murder to either further his own interests or those of any intelligence agency with whom he worked. All who flew in his private jet or visited his island must be immediately interrogated and brought to justice. I, and again this is Lindwood speaking, I have concerns that information from Cappy was not delivered to Donald Trump, and his effort to get it to the president may have caused his death. That is the death of Cappy. I am aware that my life is now at risk. But I put my faith in God. I prayed before I made the decision. I had to reveal the truth. Now you have greater context for the message I tweeted below on January the 1st. I had hoped that this revelation would trigger resignations and confessions. Unsure of that result, I had to reveal the full extent of my knowledge. I am doing so now. This tweet was an insurance policy. The evil forces behind this blackmail scheme of child rape and murder need to know that others have the encryption key. I have procedures in place. If I die in near term or any member of my family is harmed or threatened, the key will be released by many people. I would never make an accusation without having a reliable source for it. Stakes are too high. So I did due diligence to validate the accuracy of the shocking information I am revealing tonight. I am entirely comfortable that you are learning the truth, a truth that explains much. The 10 intelligence agencies who have members employing the blackmail scheme include CCP, that's the Chinese Communist Party, the CIA, the Mossad, the FBI, and MI6. The others are easily identifiable. The agencies do not know which of them was hacked by Lizard Squad. I have no idea the extent of the blackmail scheme of raping and killing children, but given the number of agencies involved, the hundreds of thousands of missing children, and the otherwise inexplicable actions of many powerful officials, celebrities, and business leaders, I fear the worst. The number of missing children worldwide and in the United States is staggering. So I have now conveyed the truth as I know it. There has been a rising chorus of people questioning my sanity in recent days. Now you can understand why. I have no idea what will be done to me or said about me in coming days, but I will rest well tonight for having spoken the truth. Many issues in our world may be tied to the blackmail scheme I described tonight, including bizarre behavior of officials and judges in recent election. Donald Trump must appoint a special prosecutor to thoroughly investigate. We need answers. We must investigate for the children. If asked to turn over the encryption key and other information I have to law enforcement, I will only agree to provide it to Donald Trump, General Michael Flynn, or Sidney Powell. I trust them. Again, please pray for my family. Thank you. Lynn.
And I believe that we've gotten this information that there was a John Roberts on the Lolita plane going to Epstein's Pleasure Island. And so there's a lot of thinking now that it did refer to Chief Justice John Roberts. So all of these things are part of a great, great, horrific darkness that God wants to shine a light on. So do tell others to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com and to start learning the truth. Lou, is that it from what you have there pretty much?
Yes, that concludes that.
And this murderous kind of ideology, you know, here we are beginning this new year with all this happening. And, you know, it's now very apropos. We're having the total revelation of what Alex Jones was mocked for years ago. I think it might have been as long ago as 2006, but it was his masterpiece documentary, Endgame. And now this article, when we're going back in time now, we said we were going to have like a kaleidoscope of the past year's events. We have to go back a little farther. We go back to Friday, February 1st, 2019, an article by S.D. Wells at naturalnews.com, and this article provides the real aim of the underbelly of the New World Order Global Reset Plan. Everything evolves around the gruesome elite elimination of the deplorables. This is mass population reduction is the underlying goal of the Democrat socialist agenda, from last day abortions and deadly vaccines to illegal immigration and gun control. One major difference between Democrats and Republicans is that most Democrats' thoughts are clouded by mainstream media hype and the highly subjective, emotionally charged current event and scripted official narrative news. While most Republicans keep the big picture in mind, knowing fake news is always a cover for a long-term, more insidious agenda. If you've noticed lately, the left has shifted to an extremely radicalized far left into a deep-seated rage of hostility, fear, frustration, and a much more obvious cult-like mentality. It's all about population control. You see, the leaders of the new Democrat, Socialist, Communist regime have all their sheeple brainwashed, and yes, even the intelligent, hardworking ones. The social justice theme has them completely turned upside down, getting injected with dozens of vaccines that cause disease, spread disease, maim children, and lead to cancer and dementia, all while voting for mass illegal immigration of more people who will vote for more of the same. Get it? Forced vaccination across our nation is on the horizon, and it will come right after mass gun confiscation. Now, we point out, we didn't need to get the gun confiscation, did we, Lou? We're heading toward the forced vaccination because this is before COVID came on the scene. But the article says, so nobody can defend their health rights. The far left needs tens of millions of people who are dumbed down to vote for their own demise. And so far, it's working. One herd, the illegal immigrants, is infecting the other herd, the pro-vaccine zealots, with all the diseases that scare them to death, pardon the pun, including AIDS, HIV, hepatitis B and C, tuberculosis, measles, whooping cough, and malaria. Vaccine herd theory has always been a hoax, and that's why it is completely debunked and obliterated when the illegal immigrant hero enters the USA with all those infectious diseases the American sheep were just vaccinated themselves against. the sheeple Democrats simply can't fathom that their leaders are installing the mechanisms of population control right under their noses and getting them all to vote for it. And what's the formula for creating brainwashed sheeple? That's easy. It's a combination serum of scripted mass media, fluoridated water, vaccines, flu shots, GMOs, canola oil, and prescription medications. To them, all fake news is real, and all real news is fake. Again, it's all about mass population reduction, and it's coming like a tsunami. At first, it doesn't make sense that there's no capital punishment for murderers in New York, but you can now legally murder your baby as it's coming out of the mother on the day of birth. Upon first consideration, it also doesn't seem to make sense that the citizens of New York are all in for protecting their infants and children from supposedly dying of infectious diseases by vaccinating them with 50 jabs before age 7. But those same people vote to legalize infanticide, the mass killing of babies in the womb up until their actual birth. But look deeper, and you find the answer. A deeper look reveals the real rationale for all of that: population control. The insane, psychopathic Democrat leaders in New York don't support capital punishment for murderers while supporting mass vaccination and baby and womb murdering, because all of that is population reduction. It doesn't matter to the genocidal eugenicists whether people are killed illegally by serial murderers or legally by radicalized parents. Get it? And now it all makes sense. No prisons, no borders, no police, no guns, no babies, no free press, no free speech, no natural medicine, no organic food, no electoral college, no gender differences, no patriotism, no God. And we would add there, no constitution, no republic. It's not about social justice, back to the article. It's not about free college or free income or free food or free health care. It's not about global warming either. That's just a huge Ponzi scheme. It's all about population control through toxic food and chemical medicine, and it always has been. And now the far left is leading the blitzkrieg. Face it, there's nothing free when you're a slave. Wake up and smell that toxic corporate coffee.
Now we come to an article entitled Black Lives in Africa to Become Human Guinea Pigs, once again with new Mark of the Beast trust stamp. This was dated July 17th, 2020.
And again, you see, listeners, we are showing you the trending pattern of evil throughout the whole year. And I'm sure that we will have more of this on our next program. But right now, you see, it's very apropos. We're hearing about the vaccination passport right here in little rural Maryland. We're getting these big headlines in the newspaper, vaccination passport. So this is very important that you listen carefully to the first article that we saw on this about the trust stamp. This is very, very important that we get into this.
A public-private partnership between the Bill Gates-backed Gavi, G-A-V-I, Alliance, Vaccine Alliance, MasterCard, and the AI-powered identity authentication company, TrustStamp, is set to unleash a new biometric digital identity platform on the masses. They reportedly, quote, evolves just as you evolve, unquote.
And it's important to interject that Bill Gates' father, I believe, was very, very instrumental in Planned Parenthood. And, of course, Bill Gates is a eugenicist, just as Margaret Sanger was, who wanted to get rid of the black weeds, wanted the black people to be killed off. And I believe that Mike Adams reported that we've had 47 million abortions in this year. And I don't know whether that's worldwide, Lou, or whether that's just the USA.
I don't know either.
But if that's the case, you know, we've always been saying we had 60-plus million abortions since 1973, Roe versus Wade, the era began. But it's much more. Maybe God is letting us go into total judgment. Maybe he is there at the U.S. Capitol, and this is the beginning. We don't know, but we certainly need your prayers. So now it's important that you realize that Bill Gates' plan is far more than some of these vaccines and everything that he's doing. Lou, read that last sentence and then go on.
Yes. a public-private partnership between the Bill Gates-backed Gavi Vaccine Alliance, MasterCard, and the AI-powered identity authentication company, TrustDam, is set to unleash a new biometric digital identity platform on its masses that reportedly, quote, evolves just as you evolve, unquote. This Mark of the Beast system is, of course, first being tested on poor black lives living in, quote, low-income, remote communities, unquote, in West Africa, as is typically the case. Once they pass muster on the unsuspecting poor with darker skins, novel technologies like this are then ushered into mainstream society for full implementation. So what does a trust stamp entail? First launched back in 2018, it is all part of a wellness pass connected to MasterCard credit cards, which will soon contain digital vaccine records and other identifying information about a person. In other words, it is a digital mark of the beast that will be used not only to buy and sell, but also to verify people's immune statuses. This wellness pass will also be connected to MasterCard's click-to-pay system, which is powered by artificial intelligence, that is AI, robots, and a machine learning technology called New Data. More on what machine learning technology entails can be found, and then he gives a link in this article. And that talks about how Google is using machine, and this is in quotes, machine learning fairness, unquote, to police digital content. It might be news to many of our readers, but MasterCard is leading the way now in promoting the, quote, centralized record-keeping of childhood immunization, unquote. It is also heavily promoting a cashless society with its World Beyond Cash initiative, another partnership with Gavi that aims to create biometric digital identities for everyone on the planet that include both vaccination records and a cashless payment system all in one. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Gavi have each donated $3.8 million towards the initiative, which was adapted back in June to incorporate the government's response to the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19. This includes the so-called COVID pass immunity passports for determining who is immune to the novel virus and is thus allowed to work and travel, and who still needs to be treated, and that word treated is in quotes. But a month later in July, MasterCard announced that its Trust Stamp biometric identity platform would be integrated into the wellness pass to create biometric identity verification for times when internet access or cellular connectivity is unavailable. Quote, the wellness program involving Gavi, MasterCard, and TrustStamp will soon be launched in West Africa and will be coupled with a COVID-19 vaccination program once the vaccine becomes available, reports Mint Press News, Raul Diego. All of this will, of course, be adapted for the North American market once finalized to bring to fruition a national identification registration system, which has been in the works for many years. Despite widespread opposition, the plan is to do away with state-level ID cards and force everyone into a national database, whereby their identities are tracked and managed digitally. Part of the plan also involves creating 3D masks for people based on their faces, palms, or fingerprints. This quote-unquote mask, once created, will be utilized in lieu of encryption keys to keep people's identities, quote, safe, unquote, and, quote, secure.
Lou, we have to interject. We can ask whether the mandatory masks for COVID, whether this was a kind of an acclimating factor, you know, getting people used to it. But
so
go on.
So.
Yes,
yes,
go on.
And says TrustStamp CEO Gareth Genner, quote, only a small percentage of the data that originally existed is in the hash. What you have is something safer for storing because it can't be used to directly identify you. No one would recognize you in this huge jumble of numbers, he adds, noting that the result is a, quote, irreversible, non-personally identifiable information system, unquote, that protects, and this is also in quotes, protects privacy, reduces potential for misuse, and allows effective inclusion when there is no other form of legal record, unquote. Elizabeth?
Very, very interesting. And now we update that. You see here, December 30th, in a small paper in Maryland, an article by Candace Spector, and her website is spector@chesspub.com. And I think that's for Chesapeake Publishing. A health officer weighs in on vaccination passport. Here's a little bit of this. Talbot County's acting health officer, Dr. Maria McGuire, confirmed vaccination cards are being given to those who get inoculated against COVID-19. But she said she's unsure how the card's uses might evolve as the vaccine becomes more widely available. Many people have speculated that COVID-19 vaccine cards given to people after they get vaccinated will eventually be used as immunity passports. McGuire said the cards indicate to health providers and vaccinators which vaccine a person received and when. The information ensures a person's second vaccine dose comes from the same manufacturer as the first and at the appropriate time. Whether these cards will eventually be used as vaccination passports that would identify vaccinated people and qualify them for certain permissions that non-vaccinated people might be denied, McGuire said she doesn't know yet. We now move to Great Game India and an article, December 22nd, QR code-based coronavirus freedom passport to prove if you're COVID-19 innocent. Britain may soon roll out QR-based coronavirus freedom passport to determine if you're COVID-19 innocent. If found to be COVID-19 positive, you may be barred from entering pubs, schools, and workplaces. QR code-based coronavirus freedom passport to prove if you're COVID-19 innocent. Two firms have been awarded government contracts to develop a new app that would allow people to prove they do not have COVID. The contracts are to create a system under which people are assigned a QR code on their smartphones linking to a digital passport that includes their photo. After a COVID test, this would be updated at the test center, and when people want to enter a venue, they could present their QR code as proof of their negative status. After scanning in the code, the venue could refuse entry to those without a recent negative result. In worst case, you may be sent to one of those mandatory quarantine COVID camps that various governments have been advocating. The idea is controversial, and critics argue it would, in fact, create an apartheid system between those who have the virus and those who do not. It is not clear how those without smartphones would be able to prove they were negative. As revealed by Great Game India earlier, there is also a project for COVID Pass, biometric RFID-enabled coronavirus digital health passports to monitor nearly every aspect of citizens' lives in the name of strengthening public health management through a military-grade tech. A similar project called Trust Stamp, here it is, a vaccination-based digital identity program funded by Bill Gates and implemented by MasterCard and Gavi will soon link your biometric digital identity to your vaccination records. The program, said to evolve as you evolve, is part of the global war on cash and has the potential dual use for the purposes of surveillance and predictive policing based on your vaccination history. Those who may not wish to be vaccinated may be locked out of the system based on their trust score. Even the Indian government is planning to launch a mandatory digital health card modeled on Bill Gates' concept. Under the One Nation, One Health Card scheme, a person's medical history records, including all the treatments and tests that the person has undergone, will be digitally saved in this card. Hospitals, clinics, and doctors will all be linked to a central server. The move is aimed at mapping the health records of every citizen of the country in a digital format. This plan to chip the human race through the digital identification program, ID 2020, was exposed in the Italian Parliament by Sarah Cunial, that's spelled C-U-N-I-A-L, the member of Parliament for Rome, who denounced Bill Gates as a vaccine criminal and demanded Bill Gates' arrest in the Italian Parliament. So we see that things are moving. They're on the move. These threats to our freedom, our individual freedom. And here in Maryland, we are seeing now the second round of vaccinations coming. The first round, I think, was a lot of the first-line providers, health providers. The second round is going to have people like grocery store workers, teachers. They can choose to do it. And very interestingly, within a week's time after these vaccinations began, we are having record-breaking new cases of COVID overnight. This is happening. Is this because the vaccines are shedding the virus? We just have to ask this, and we have to give warnings. There's so much more that we are going to be getting into at a later time. The DARPA biochip to save us from COVID can control human DNA. I think there's another related article there. And this priming, COVID-19 vaccines are actually spreading the pandemic. This is what we are talking about. Researchers warn COVID-19 vaccines may cause HIV infection because there are elements of HIV in it. UK allowed mysterious three-hour COVID-19 aerosol test flight over nation. There's a lot going on, and a lot of it is kind of covert, to put it mildly. And if you value getting news like this, as long as God calls us to do this and provides for us, Lou and I are going to take our duty as watchmen per Ezekiel 33, chapter 33. And we can be heard on WWCR Thursday evenings, 8 p.m. Standard Time. We can be heard also on their shortwave, 4.840 megahertz. And again, that's at 8 p.m. Thursday evenings. Repeating on Saturday mornings on 7.490 megahertz, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Again, that's 7.490. We can be heard on Liberty Works Radio Network, and that's LWRN.net, Mondays at 5 p.m., our program repeating at 11 p.m. And our newest venue is KStarTalkRadio.com. Again, that's KStarTalkRadio.com, and you can hear us there on Saturday afternoons at 5 p.m., repeating Sundays at 10 a.m. And there's a call-in number there, too. Now, normal phone rates do apply, but if you want to record this number at KStar Talk Radio to hear us at 5 p.m. Saturdays or 10 a.m. Sundays, it's 1-605-562-5330. Again, that's 1-605-562-5330. Yes, this is January the 7th, 2021. Probably a date that will live in American history just as vividly as that other, quote, day of infamy, December 7th, 1941. Yes, pray for our country. Pray for our country to repent. Pray for our leaders to have courage, like Abraham Lincoln had, to save our republic. Good night.